Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Roadblock for gas tax holiday.
Another gimmick, another Band-Aid.
Uvalde school police chief placed on leave.
Honestly, he just should hang up his badge.
Tourist helicopter crash.
All the people on board are deceased.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Bumpy road ahead for President Biden's plan to suspend the federal gas tax for 3 months. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says despite high gas prices, there's reluctance to act in Congress.
Your customers, the American people, they need relief now.
If Congress goes along with President Biden's calls for a three-month gas tax holiday, the average price per gallon could drop 18 cents for regular fuel, 24 cents for diesel. But that's assuming gas stations and oil companies cut their prices, something they're not required to do. On Capitol Hill, Republicans who normally support tax cuts say Mr. Biden's proposal is a short-term fix. They want him to push for a boost in domestic oil production instead.
He needs to take his foot off the neck of domestic producers here in the United States.
Economists like Mark Zandi, whose advice the president has sought in the past, are also skeptical since the proposed plan could potentially cost the Highway Trust Fund $10 billion.
We need to invest in infrastructure, and this will take away from that.
Uvalde, Texas resident Kim Hammond is one of the many critics of the school police chief's handling of the elementary school massacre.
Chaos is what comes to mind. What a monumental mess up.
CBS's Steve Futterman says there are new developments.
In a terse three-paragraph statement from the Uvalde school superintendent, school police chief Pete Arredondo was placed on administrative leave effective immediately. Arredondo has come under repeated attack for the way he handled the deadly mass shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead. The criticism has focused on Arredondo's decision not to move in and confront the killer for more than 1 hour. Arredondo has attempted to defend his actions, saying he assumed someone else had taken charge of the situation.
Uvalde's mayor says Robb Elementary School will be torn down. Don McLaughlin said, you can never ask a child to go back or a teacher to go back in that school ever. It's not clear when work will begin. CBS's Robert Costa tells us the House committee investigating the Capitol attack goes back to work.
Today's hearing is the committee's last this month before reconvening next month in July. It now has new evidence, including hours of footage from British filmmaker Alex Holder, who is scheduled to testify privately this morning. And CBS News has exclusively obtained two images from Holder's upcoming three-part series titled Unprecedented. And overnight, Discovery Plus released a trailer of the documentary, including interviews with the president's adult children and the former president being asked if he would talk about January 6th.
Now to Logan, West Virginia, where a Vietnam-era tourist helicopter crashed near a major road. Bobby Childs lives nearby and tried to help.
I saw that there was a guy trapped, I guess the captain or whatever. I tried to get down to the door where he was at. I mean, you could see him plain as day, but the fire is just so hot. Like, I couldn't get to him.
All six people on board were killed. Federal authorities are investigating. In Afghanistan, after the deadly earthquake, the Taliban rulers are calling for help. CBS's Charlie Daggett has the latest.
An orderly line of men prepare a row of graves for the victims of the earthquake. A stark contrast compared to one day earlier when rescuers were forced to dig with their bare hands in a desperate search for survivors. At least 1,500 people have been injured, many left fighting for their lives. There was a rumbling, and the bed began to shake, Shabir says. I'm sure 7 or 9 people from my family who were in the same room as me are dead.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A federal advisory panel says people 65 and older should get newer, stronger, high-dose flu vaccines. CBS's Dr. David Agus says it's the first time the government has stated a preference for older adults.
So this is a special flu shot. Comes with several names in pharmacies, but the higher-dose ones elicit a stronger immune response and seem to work better in the elderly.
CBS's Stacy Lynn says there's new information this morning on COVID-19 symptoms that just won't go away.
Nearly 1 in 5 American adults who had COVID are still feeling the symptoms. Many say they're really tired, have a rapid heartbeat, shortness of breath, have cognitive difficulties, chronic pain, sensory abnormalities, or their muscles are weak.
Prosecutors say Ghislaine Maxwell should spend at least 30 years in prison for her role in Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse crimes. Defense lawyers say in a court filing that she should spend no more than 5 years behind bars. 5 years ago in New York City's Times Square, a car crashed through a crowd of people.
The car running people over, 4, 2, and 7.
20 were injured, and now a jury has accepted an insanity defense for the man behind the wheel, Richard Rojas. It means psychiatric treatment instead of prison. 2 years after a CBS News and ProPublica investigation on car seats, correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is taking action.
NHTSA calls its new requirements a major advance in protecting children from serious injury in traffic crashes, and it updates the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard by adding performance requirements for child safety seat testing in a simulated 30-mile-an-hour T-bone-type side-impact collision. The new standard will mirror requirements that are already in place for frontal crashes.
Well, south of Los Angeles, a big storm, and a woman and her 2 dogs were killed by a lightning strike. A friend says she leaves behind 2 daughters.
The Lord wanted her really quick, so just took her without suffering, just in a blink of an eye.
The Colorado Avalanche are 1 win away from hockey's Stanley Cup after an overtime win in Tampa.
Kadri back in action, denied by Vasilevsky. Oh, what a play! This is in.
And it was in, stuck in the top of the net. A 3-2 win, giving Colorado a 3-1 lead over the Lightning on ABC. Over on Fox Sports, it was all about the dogs.
The best in show winner is the Bloodhound.
The Bloodhound named Trumpet won best in show at the Westminster Kennel Club.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
50 years ago, Title IX became law.
Title IX has been one mechanism for increasing the number of women on college campuses and getting more equal funding for women's sports programs. But gender and sports scholar Bonnie Morris at UC Berkeley explains.
It was never intended to be a sports law or a sexual harassment law per se.
Morris notes there's been more attention to sexual harassment on campuses.
It's increased somewhat because more men have come forward.
Title IX doesn't cover salary disparities in boardrooms or in pro sports, but Morris says when U.S. women's soccer won a $24 million settlement over unequal pay, it showed others that they can fight persistent pay gaps. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Ohio State has won its fight to trademark the word "the" The patent ruling allows The Ohio State University to control the use of that little word on branded products like T-shirts and hats. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.